This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
9:39 on this Thursday morning. Longshore McKnight here with you on the Budweiser Sports Line. And our man Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, joining us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Dennis, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We always have some people around here who are football crazed who think a guy like you, Dennis Dodd, CBS.com, senior writer for college football, when it comes to March, you're over there in some beach resort in Tahiti with mint julep with a Mai Tai or something like that, waiting until the start of the football season. But no, you're cranking out stuff.
It's got to be. This week I'm in the Big 12 tournament, basketball tournament downtown.
So. Oh, awesome.
There's some football types down there. There's some football work to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is definitely that. And your latest piece that certainly we found interesting, 25 things for spring. College football has changed so much in such little time. What would have been maybe some of the bigger things that you've seen change in such a short time?
Well, Alabama's on their third offensive coordinator since December. I think we know that. I think that, you know, Clemson's time at the top is short-lived. I think they're a national program, but I think we all agree that they're probably not going to win it all this year. They probably won't even win the ACC. So it's yet to be seen what stuff happens. I mean, we didn't get through the coaching carousel until about mid-January with Cal, which was not really late because Jim Tressel got fired in May that year, but still, you know, it extended.
Is it a foregone conclusion that with Lane Kiffin gone and Steve Sarkisian gone and that new Alabama offensive approach where you hurry it up and sling it around a little bit more and run a few read options, with this new guy, Brian Daboll, from the New England Patriots, that Nick Saban is going to go back to the old give it to his stable of running backs and play defense? Is that how you read that?
No, not at all. No, I think they bought in totally to the spread. I mean, look, little's going to change. It's still a power running game out of the spread, and you can't not take advantage of Jalen Hurts' talents that will be naturally improved just with the year's experience. I think that's the biggest thing about Brian Daboll. How does he mesh with Jalen Hurts? I mean, as much as we want to decry Lane Kiffin, Jalen Hurts was the all-SEC quarterback. Now, does he need work throwing? Absolutely. But for a true freshman, I thought that was pretty good. So for Brian Daboll, it's just don't screw it up. And I don't think he will.
Pretty easy. Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, and I'm with you here. I think this is a big year for Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. And, you know, whether they make it to the playoff, get into a Big Six game, there's some doubt there. And I think it's week two. That's a game that I believe is big for two coaches, Kirby Smart at Georgia, Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. They play each other in week two. That could say a lot about how the Irish season goes.
Yeah, I think more for Brian Kelly. I mean, Kirby Smart's in year two, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt for that. But there's some rumblings at Notre Dame. I was amazed to find out that in a quarter century of coaching, he's never had an NFL quarterback. I don't mean a guy that's been drafted. I mean a guy that's even stuck. So, and that will probably change next month in the draft with Deshaun Kizer. But there were all kinds of holes. One part of me wants to say that Notre Dame is allowed to have a down year. Another is maybe they're not, if you're Brian Kelly making all that money.
Yeah. That's for sure. It's become painfully obvious to us, although there are quite a few fans in this area who refuse to acknowledge reality, but the Southeastern Conference, for the first time in more than a decade, not the slam dunk best conference in college football. What's the SEC got to do, Dennis?
Yeah, not even in the top two at the end of the year. I think if you watch college football at all, the ACC and Big Ten were better overall, to the point that you know everybody in the league, the SEC, had at least four losses for the first time. Now, they had Alabama playing for the championship, yes, but it was pretty much dominated by Alabama. That's what you don't want if you're talking about conference pride. They have to get quarterbacks. There were a dearth of them last year. quality quarterbacks, and that will happen. You know, that'll be better. Jacob Eason in his second year at Georgia. I mentioned Jalen Hurts. Jarrett Stidham, I think, had a chance to make Auburn maybe the most improved team in the SEC. Whatever LSU gets out of Danny Etling. And so it'll be better. Tennessee's down. Florida will have better quarterbacks, but it can't be any worse. So it starts with that because that's college football. You saw that at Clemson. If you got a quarterback, you got a chance.
Yeah, quarterback play, I agree, was down big time in the SEC last year. These guys have got to step up. They've got a year under their belt. Hopefully that will make their play even better. And there again, as we all know, it all starts with the quarterback spot. Jarrett Stidham is getting a lot of talk. There's a lot of excitement around here about him. What do you know about his days at Baylor and your thoughts and forecast for what he can bring to Auburn?
I think he fits perfectly. He's the fire starter that Gus needs. In his one year at Baylor, he ran the ball well. He threw the ball well. When he got hurt, it was the difference in their season. You have him backed up by Cameron Petway, who I just looked it up, guys. The leading returning rusher in college football. That's not bad. At over 1,200 yards, so it's going to be more balanced. But I think Auburn fans are going to be very pleased with Jarrett Stidham. They're going to have quarterback play. They're going to have someone who stretches the field and makes a difference.
What is your appraisal of the fit in Austin with Tom Herman at Texas? He's gone in. There's a lot of activity, but you know the old adage about confusing activity with progress.
Yeah.
Do you see a potential for progress?
Yeah, I think he'll win. I mean, Charlie Strong himself said on the way out the door that the cake has been baked, all it needs is some icing. In other words, he had two top 10 recruiting classes the last 2 years. Now, in a short window, Tom Herman had a 26th-ranked recruiting class, which was Texas' lowest ever. For the first time in history, they didn't get a top 10 player out of Texas. But I think that's an anomaly. I think they'll win. He's created tremendous competition at the quarterback spot right away with Shane Buechele and early enrollee freshman Sam Ellinger from Austin itself. So, no, he's not the most, presidential-looking coach there is. And you have to be some of that. You have to be a little bit gentlemanly at Texas. And Mac Brown and Charlie Strong work. But, you know, that'll come. You know, he'll learn how to hold his tongue every now and then. But for now, it's going to be crazy. He went out of his way to hire Alabama's number two graphics guy, Matt Lang, who now has the title of head swag coach. He does all those videos and graphics that you see on Twitter. That was a big, big deal to him. That tells you a little bit about Tom Herman.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Obviously, this is subject to change, Dennis, because we make these type of predictions as well, and they seem to change five or six times before we officially release them or say we officially release them. You never know. We might want to change them even after we do that. But you've got Alabama against Oklahoma, Ohio State against Florida State in the 2018 college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, not really stepping out on a limb with those four, I don't think. I might swap out Oklahoma State for Oklahoma. It's going to be one of the best years ever in that state because both teams are really, really good and are atop the Big 12. Oklahoma State might have the best set of receivers in the country, and they've got the number three returning passer in college football in Mason Rudolph. But, you know, Baker Mayfield's a Heisman candidate, a Heisman finalist. So, yeah, I might swap that out. I think FSU clearly is the favorite in the ACC, and we'll start and finish in the top four. You know, I it's hard for me to, aside from Oklahoma State, maybe with the Big 12, getting another team in there. I mean, we can talk about USC. They're going to start in the top five. Penn State's going to start in the top 10. Michigan, but Ohio State is going to have the most talent and is going to be the favorite in that league.
Wow.
What's your suspicion as to what Lane Kiffin will be able to do at Florida Atlantic, Dennis?
What time is it?
yeah.
What has he done lately? I think it's going to be fascinating. Kendall Briles, the new offensive coordinator from Baylor, told me that the intent is for Lane to sit back and be the CEO coach, to show he's mature enough to run a program now and not be running all over the place, that Kendall Briles, bringing the entire Baylor offense. He's going to call the plays. So you're not going to see Lane gyrating down the sideline if somebody's open. And maybe you will. I don't know. But it's a win-win for FAU. I mean, nobody cared about FAU in the first place. If he crashes and burns, they're back where they were. And he will get players there that they didn't have before. And win, I think, at a high level in that conference. I think they'll win championships as long as he stays. But let's not kid ourselves. It's a stepping stone, or meant to be a stepping stone, for Lane to see if he can get back in the Power Five.
Yeah, obviously, no doubt. He is Dennis Dodd, senior college writer for CBSSports.com. You can follow him, as we do, on a daily basis. Great information, as always. Dennis, thank you so much for your time, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you, guys.
Sure thing. Dennis Dodd joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue.